WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop.
Leroy's Body Shop offers full collision repairs. Leroy's Body Shop. They treat people right, do great work, and get cars back fast.
It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Hey, good morning, 737. It's Brock, it's Hunter. The switch, flick it. Griswold, hit the lights. Do it. Love that part, man. It's time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Joey C's Pizzeria, M139 in Benton Harbor. Go see them. Pizza, pasta, subs. They got slices ready to go. They got catering they can do. If you need something for a big party or just yourself, they got everything and more. Yeah. They really do. Joey C's Pizzeria, what's the matter for you?
Hey.
Your topic for today is frightful, if you will.
Scary.
What's an irrational fear you have or once had? Now, irrational fears, I mean, it's, think along the lines of like alien abduction. Like, that's an irrational fear.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying that it never could happen. We don't know. But what are the chances of an alien coming down and abducting you? It's an irrational fear. And if you let it control you, that's irrational. So that's just as an example. Do you have an irrational fear there?
Well, after this past weekend, which thank God we made it. Thank God that asteroid just went hurling by. You know, thinking about the idea of a massive rock just colliding with the planet.
Does that worry you?
Yeah. I mean, it sucks because I can't do anything about it.
So why are you worried about it?
I know.
And meteors just can come and just wreck your life.
You know, it's not the actual given moment. It's like the 2 hours leading up to it, I think.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, 2 hours.
So knowing, you can see it.
Oh, it's hurling, man. It's coming.
Just hurling towards the earth.
Yeah. Wouldn't know what to do, man.
Wouldn't know
what to say.
Such a pussy.
You know?
Scared of a little old asteroid. Sherry says her irrational...
Sherry's berries!
She has a rational fear of driving over bridges across bodies of water I'm unfamiliar with.
Not gonna say that I don't think about it when I'm driving over bridges. Especially when I'm behind a truck. How much does that truck weigh?
See, I don't worry about it because I just... Dukes of Hazzard over on my bridges.
Yeah, you got your charger, huh?
Bam, 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 bam. I just jump over.
Jump the bridge, man.
Jump the bridge.
That is kind of terrifying, though, because I've seen it happen online. Just a bridge collapsing.
Alicia had a funny one. Stairs. She has an irrational fear of stairs.
So people staring at her?
Well, she says, new sets of stairs.
Oh, stairs. Like, what? Stairs. It's got two meanings. Don't laugh at me. Shut up.
I don't like those people looking at me, man. Are you staring at me?
Right. No, I was talking about the stairs.
Oh, that. That's yes. A-I-R. Anyway, she's fallen down twice, both pretty severe, and then especially open stairs that you can't see through. I guess that's a little irrational.
You know, not going to say that I always think there's an extra step.
Oh, God. That's the only fear I have is that.
Broke my spine.
Yeah. It's like just slamming your foot down on concrete. Oh!
Am I the only one that, like, do you run up and down stairs? You do it quickly?
Yes, I do. I try and take two stairs at once if I can.
When you're looking down at the stairs, have you ever gotten confused? Like, for some reason, like, I don't know. Like, one step, two steps. I got to go for it.
If I'm going down, yeah, that's
easy.
If
I'm going down and I start thinking about it, I don't know why.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll hop like an extra step. It's like, oh, my God, my body feels weird.
Yeah, you're 34. Knock it off.
I know. By 40, I'm going to be tumbling down those things.
Slow it down.
Not to mention, I've never had a house with normal stairs. They're always like
open stairs.
Straight down, no railing.
Open stairs. I have open stairs going down to the basement. Those things are death traps.
Oh, yeah.
Absolute death traps. Mm-hmm. We'll take a quick break. We'll do one more here. What irrational fear do you have or once had? Jason said, breaking my arm when going pee from holding so much weight. You know, Jason.
Plan B.
Hey, good morning. 7:48, Brock Hunter.
Action.
My irrational fear is that I'm going to wake up and you're going to be there tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Doing that. Action.
I'm going to be laying right next to you.
Action. Whoa.
Hello, good morning.
Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What irrational fear do you have? Something that... maybe exists or doesn't exist, but you have an irrational fear about it. Let's take a phone call. What irrational fear do you have? WIRX, hello.
Hey, happy hump day, Plan B.
Hey, Glenn.
I have an irrational fear. Sober people always judging me.
No. Glenn, we'd never. We'd never do it. We would never judge you, Glenn. You drink as much as you want, buddy. It makes us funnier.
All right. Glenn.
Glenn. I met someone this weekend that knew Glenn. Uh-huh. I was over at BT's pub. And apparently, Glenn used to go there all the time.
Apparently, Glenn's famous.
Glenn is famous.
Uh-huh.
I love Glenn.
He doesn't need any more fame.
Glenn, don't worry, though. We would never judge you, buddy. Don't have that irrational fear. We all love you so damn much.
You got some Facebook answers?
We got some great Facebook answers, some unique ones. Kathy has an irrational fear of moths.
Ooh.
I know that it's irrational, but I will run and freak out when one lands on me.
They're big. They can get big. There was one time where it might have been a cicada.
It's probably
one of those,
a cicada.
One of those bugs.
Moths
landed
adorable.
On my back, and it felt like a bird hit me in the back.
Yeah.
But I could feel its little legs.
That was like a cicada. They got those like really like sharp, grippy teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It locked onto my back, and for some reason, I didn't freak out at the moment. I turned to my wife. I'm like, hey, is there something on my back? Ah! She just took off running. And as soon as she took off running, I was like, dang, get it off of me.
Get it off.
It's eating me.
It's a bug, God's sakes. Speaking of bugs, Raina has an irrational fear that ants will crawl in her ear while she's sleeping and kill my brain cells.
You know, crawling in your ear is no joke, and it's not going to be an ant. It's going to be something worse. It's
like
going to be
a spider or a moth.
Moths like ear canals.
Earwigs.
I had a buddy back when we were like sixth grade. We were riding bikes, and a moth went in his ear. And dude, he was flipping out. It was like he was tripping out because I kept looking in his ear with a flashlight. He's like, dude, there's something.
Digging away at your
there's
brain.
There's nothing in your ear, man. You're fine. Dude, he was flipping out. Went to the hospital, had it yanked out, brought it back home in a Ziploc bag. Oh, my God, that was in your ear? Dude, it was a full-size moth.
I'm so sorry. I didn't believe you.
Seriously.
Digging its way to your frontal lobe.
He was. He got back to the house, and he had a vacuum on his ear.
Speaking of brain eating, because I was trying to think, I'm like, I don't know if I really have any crazy irrational fears. I do, actually. And it's weird. I have a rational fear of getting, like, one of those brain-eating amoebas, like, in the water.
Oh, yeah?
Like, they have these. Actually, there was a couple of cases reported in Texas.
Uh-huh.
And where you'll get it is stagnant, like, water, like pond water or even a lake,
uh-huh.
if the water's stagnant enough. And you jump in the water, water shoots up your nose, gets up there in your nasal cavities. This bacteria will literally eat away your brain.
And it's slow.
It's slow.
It's a
and
slow,
And then just one egg, you're
slow.
Dead.
Yep.
And I do have a little bit of an irrational fear like that.
Mm-hmm.
I will say.
You
there's
probably,
some times where I'll get water up the nose. I'm like, oh, God, that's it. This is it.
You probably don't watch the show Monsters Inside of Me, do you?
I don't want to. Shut up. Don't say anything else.
I got through one episode.
Yeah,
I'm like,
no, there's no reason to. I don't want to hear anything else.
How about this?
I'm fine with knowing I probably have a tapeworm. That's okay.
Right.
He's just a little guy, but if he works his way towards my brain.
Right. They're always like a mile long, too.
Yeah.
What? It's a long-ass worm. Could you imagine?
Put a little sugar on. By the way, if you have a tapeworm, a little sugar on your tongue, that worm will come up, and then you just pull it out.
Oh, like a magician.
Like a magician.
You're
like
pulling handkerchiefs out of your mouth.
Like a disgusting, horrible
magician. You know, I think I'm going to... Here's another one for me. Bot flies.
Why? Why would you stop it?
Keep the bot flies away from me.
I hate you so much. The screaming. Hey, good morning. 7:59.
Rational fear.
Yeah, your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What's your irrational fear that you have?
Face your fears.
Brian Reed said this morning show getting syndicated. You know what, Brian? It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. And you know what? We're going to give Brian a shout out every single morning.
Yeah.
This is all possible because of Brian Reed. You're welcome.
Live from New York. What's up, Brian Reed?
Andrew had a good one. He said, I got my medical marijuana card, but I still sweat when I see a cop.
That
still happens to me.
Dude, you know what? I can 100% completely sober. Nothing in the car. Wearing a seatbelt.
Mm-hmm.
Stereo's not even turned up. And a cop will pass.
Yeah. Yeah,
then I think about it. I'm like, nothing.
My seatbelt's on.
Yeah, I'm completely fine. Legal.
We all have that irrational fear that, like, yeah, we didn't do anything wrong, but we're going to get pulled over and they're going to find a kilo of Colombian cocaine.
Yeah, that I don't know about.
I get it? I swear to God.
You know, completely clean record.
And I'm doing 25 to life for distribution.
It's that feeling, though, when a cop walks up to your car. I don't care who you are. You could be Chuck Norris and your butt still puckers a little bit.
You could be another cop and be like, oh, God. Oh, no. I'm following the law. Melissa had an interesting one. Her irrational fear, roundabouts, especially if I'm in an unfamiliar area. Just go around.
Just.
Melissa, I got you taken care of. Just go around.
Yeah. Look left. Is anybody coming, Melissa?
That was the hardest part driving over in Ireland, is because it's opposite side. So I'd go left on a roundabout. You have to look right because that's the cars that are coming. Think about it. You're driving on the left side of the road.
Oh, when you went to Ireland.
When I was in Ireland.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I was like, what city does that? Morons. Roundabouts, honestly, guys, are one of the most fantastic things, but they're not everywhere. You know why? Because half of you don't know how to use them.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand it when somebody stops at a roundabout and it's just ghost town. Nobody's coming.
Yeah.
You're holding it up for everybody else.
Just go, man.
You know?
I Tokyo drift through those bitches.
Just go straight.
Just hit
the jump, man.
They should. You know what? They should have like a special lane for people that just want to jump through the roundabout.
Yeah, just a little right ramp, you know? Yeah. A perfect ramp. Like a sign that says, if you hit this ramp at 25 miles an hour, you will land perfectly.
Yeah.
We have everything set up.
We figured it out.
You know?
If you're in a hurry, hit this ramp.
Yep.
No, because it'd be some old white-haired just not paying attention. Smoke that thing and grab it. You hit it at 75.
She flipped her vet. That's an old Swanson.
Her vehicle stops midair and the bandolier comes on. Oh, grandma's at it again. Run and shine. Let's see what the boys got into this week.
Yes.
All right, we'll be back in a few. Rock.